Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
You've been hearing over the last 24 hours about the ATM movement, so to speak, from the banks. They're selling off BFI and AIB, between them selling 1,000 of their cash machines to private operators. And the biggest private operator in the wide earthly world is Euronet, and they operate a good few of them here. I think around 600 of them here in Ireland. Brian Clark. Brian, good afternoon.
How are you doing, Joe?
Well, who was operating the ATM you went to in Blanchardstown?
Euronet.
Oh, the same. Well, yeah.
And
apparently they're one of the lead bidders for...
Well, they've put in a 20 million bid now for AIB, 360-odd machines. And Bank of Ireland as well are putting their ones up. But for every time you use your card in their machines, you're going to be charged $3.95. Now, it's not set up in all the machines at the moment, but it is in some of them.
Well, tell us what happened to you.
Well, I went to the normal bank machine, as I do, and there's two of them here in Ballyculan and Blanchardstown, one in the Maxall garage and one in the Texaco garage. Went to take money out, and it was coming up saying that there will be a fee. The owner of this machine will be authorised to deduct $3.95 from your account.
Wow.
For this transaction.
Is that any transaction and every transaction?
Well, the first transaction I put in was for €300. So I said, OK, I'll reduce that down. I put in €100 and it was still the same. And I reduced that down again to €50 and it was still the same. So I said, right, we'll go right down to rock bottom. And we put in for €10 and it was still the same.
So for €10, you were charged $3.95.
I would have been charged $3.95.
Oh, you saw it. You were looking at the... Well, yeah. you would have been charged, which is 40% interest. That's extortion.
Correct. And it's more than what the banks charge you even for a loan.
But imagine if people would... You know, some people take out 20, and students or people who are tight for money from time to time.
Taking €10 out, €20 out there, and each time they use. So if a student is using a bank machine 3 or 4 times a day, it's going to cost them $3.95 per transaction. Now, I got on to Euronet, and Euronet are based in the States. They don't want anything to do with you. They have a customer service number on the machine, but when you ring them, they won't give you any answers. And one of the answers I got off them was, well, you know, if you don't want to pay it, don't use it.
Wow.
So that's the sort of thing that's coming down the road.
But are you saying some of the Euronet charge $3.95 regardless, and some of the Euronet don't?
Yes. What's happening is they're in the process of setting up the machines all over the country, and some of the machines haven't been updated, and some of them have. And the ones that have been updated are charging $3.95, and the ones that haven't got it on the machines yet are the ones they haven't got to yet. But they will eventually all be $3.95. But the funny thing about it, Joe, is that when you get on to the Central Bank about it, and also the Minister for Finance, the Minister for Finance is very quick to turn around and say, well, we've nothing got to do with that. And the Central Bank are quick enough to turn around and say, well, we've also nothing got to do with that. There's no legislation to govern private operators on the charges that they charge customers for using their services.
And the government, they still impose a levy on your credit card, don't they?
Correct.
As a form of tax, yeah.
Yeah. So not only that.
And your deposit interest.
And then also all your... service charges that the bank charge at the end of the month.
Yeah.
So we're being fleeced left, right and centre.
But those machines, does the shop pay for the machine as a service, or do the bank... Like, you're saying the 350 ATMs owned by AIB, they're going to sell them for 20 million?
That's the bid that has been put in for them at the moment.
So in other words, they are very valuable.
Correct. So what's happening, from my understanding, is that these garages and shops that are operating these machines are getting some sort of cut out of the machine. Now, the garages, the managers that I spoke to in Ballycoolan said they weren't, but I got speaking to one of the reps that was servicing the machines one time, and he was telling me that, you know, the machines are put into the garages and there is a little bit of a commission for whichever shop it's going into.
Okay.
So obviously what's happening is that they're charging the customers for using the ATM to pay the garages and the shops and whoever else has them.
But the shops, can shops not put, get rid of some of their cash, so to speak, by putting it into the ATM in the shop?
No.
No, you can't. I thought you could.
No.
It was it's a way of safeguarding your money.
From what they're telling me is that they're monitored and serviced privately by the people.
Okay, we'll find out more. Okay, but as you say, $3.95 in a shop in Dublin to take out 20 quid from the ATM. €10. Okay,
yeah.
That's the future, we're told. Okay, Brian Clark in Blanchardstown. Thanks, by the way, talking of Dublin, this coming Friday, the last day of the month, we are in Clontarf Castle with all the Funny Friday crew, Al Forn, Doc, Packy, the two Declans, June Rogers, loads of special guests from home and abroad. That's Clontarf Castle, starts at 1:45 this Friday. Entrance is, as always, free, and there'll be loads of giveaways and a bit of fun at the end of this month. God knows we need it. 51551.